For more on the Palestinian presidential election, we turn to Khalil Shikaki, director of the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research. He joins us from his home in Ramallah in the West Bank, and welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
This result from yesterday's vote, 62% of the vote going to Mahmoud Abbas, would seem to be a very strong signal of support for negotiations with Israel and a two-state solution. Would you agree with that?
I agree that it gives Mr. Abbas all the legitimacy he needs in order for him to negotiate with Israel. The public is fully supportive of the two-state solution, and I think that the strength he brings with him in terms of his own commitment to the two-state solution are strong enough to win the support of both the Palestinians and many of the Israelis.
Do you think that Abbas will be able to move towards ending the Intifada, which is something that Yasser Arafat could not do?
This is what he wants to do, but there are several problems on his way. One of it is the fact that the Palestinians are deeply divided over this issue. Another thing is, of course, that he lacks the capacity, even if he wanted to, in terms of enforcing a ceasefire and putting an end to the violence, collecting illegal arms, etc. And, of course, thirdly is what the Israelis will do. As long as the Israelis continue their own incursions, assassination policy, building more and more settlements, building the wall and the fences, the Islamists and others are able to use that in order to continue the violence. And it will be very difficult for Mahmoud Abbas under these conditions to be able to deliver. I think the first step that he will try to do is to reach an agreement with the different factions on a ceasefire deal. And their main condition is going to be that Israel respect that ceasefire deal, that the ceasefire is mutual, a mutual cessation of violence.
How do you assess the future of Hamas? They boycotted the election. They also say they will work with Mahmoud Abbas. What's their role now? Do they get a slice of the political pie here?
They have boycotted the presidential elections, but they have not boycotted the local elections. And I believe that they will not boycott the parliamentary elections. The parliamentary elections are scheduled for July, coming July. There is no doubt that the Islamists are today relying on violence in order to mobilize public support for themselves. Soon enough, I think they will discover that they can continue this mobilization process if they are integrated into the political process. So I believe in the long run, and that means within this year, the Islamists will eventually come around and dissolve their own militia. But until they are part of the institutions of the Palestinian Authority, including the parliament, I believe they will resist attempts by Mahmoud Abbas to disarm them or to dissolve their militia.
Is there also, do you think, a message in these results for the Fatah movement of Mahmoud Abbas, a message that movement must itself change, must reform from within, and that a new generation needs to come to the fore?
There is no doubt that the Palestinian public believes that the time of the old guard has gone. If Mahmoud Abbas was running against, say, Marwan Barghouti, one of the younger generation leaders of the Intifada, the split in the Palestinian society would have been much sharper than we have seen in these elections, and the Palestinians would probably have had a much more genuine choice. I think that Mahmoud Abbas was elected yesterday because he represented Fatah and he represented the PLO. Most Palestinians don't know him very well, and even those who know him usually have not preferred to see him president of the Palestinian Authority. I think he is there simply because he has been the choice of his own political party, of Fatah.
Your polling does seem to show that there are just tremendous expectations being heaped on the shoulders of Mahmoud Abbas right now, expectations on the part of the Palestinian people for economic opportunity, for political development. You name it.
You're absolutely right. The expectations are tremendous. Now that he has been elected, of course, there will be even more expectations of him. And that means if he fails, their disappointment and the disillusionment are likely to be great. So there is certainly, this is a time of great anticipation on the part of the Palestinian people.
Khalil Shikaki is director of the Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research. Dr. Shikaki, thanks very much.
Thank you.